That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, gang!
Who did this, you coward son of a bitch?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Friday morning. It's Halloween morning. It's game day morning. The Jays game 6 tonight in Toronto. So at home against the LA Dodgers, Jays up 3-2. Tonight could win it all. A World Series win is possible tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. They did it in 92 in 6. They did it in 93 in 6. Thanks to that Joe Carter walk-off home run. Can they do it tonight? I'm a believer. I'd love to see it. And I know lots. What was it? 60% of our pulse of the people that we did this morning, 60% of the people believe it is going to happen tonight. Okay, Bugs and Hugs. Every Friday, we open up the phones and the text line for 1 hour. And we encourage you to give us a call or shoot us a text with either something that's bugging you, something that you want to get off your chest, you want to express yourself in a way that gives you a good conscience, clean conscience, lifts a weight going into the weekend, or maybe you want to send a hug out. Like, I'm going to send a hug out to at least whoever has been involved in the construction on Saskatoon's Broadway Bridge, because tomorrow it reopens. Oh, how good is that? I mean, when the bridge is closed down, any one of the bridges in Saskatoon, and we've seen it before where Broadway Bridge is closed down because of construction, then an accident happens on, let's say, University Bridge. People are stuck. It's a traffic snarl, like happens in Regina around Dewdney Avenue with the construction that is not going to be wrapped up by tomorrow. But anyway, a hug for the crews that have been working on the Broadway Bridge in Saskatoon. It officially opens back up tomorrow. 1-877-332-8255. Let's start in Regina Beach. That seems like a fun place to start Bugs and Hugs today. Jim on the line. How are you today, Jim?
Great, buddy. Happy Halloween to everybody out there.
Happy Halloween. What do you got? You got a bug? You got a hug? What have you got for me?
Well, I'm going to start off with a bug. It amazes me how people have forgotten about 10 years of tariffs that came out of Ottawa way before Trump ever started tariffing us, and those tariffs still stand.
Are you talking about carbon tax?
Yeah, all the carbon taxes, the provincial trade, you know, how we tariff each other. It's ridiculous that we're all up in arms and trying to fight Trump when we should be worried about our own tariffs that we have upon each other. So that really bugs me how people keep forgetting about that.
I don't like, Jim, what I'm hearing, the signaling that I'm hearing in terms of next week's budget. I'm hearing that, you know, climate policy is going to be a big part of it, and the industrial carbon price is going to be very front and center in this budget.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like we're getting a deal out of China. Trump was able to get a deal out of China, but it doesn't sound like Carney's bringing one home for us. So
yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. I know Prime Minister Carney had a meeting with the Chinese president, but it doesn't sound like anything came from it. He did give some props to Scott Moe for what he calls constructive meetings that he held there, but nothing yet. Okay, what about a hug? Have you got a hug, Jim?
Well, I do. I come from this beautiful community of Regina Beach, beautiful 90-mile-long lake, awesome school. We've got a great council. It's been doing lots of great things for our community and bringing us to the forefront. It's just too bad that, I don't know if it's the legal system or whatever. They don't want to use a name of a community beside us of Kanukamal where that murder happened. And in that campground, that's not in Regina Beach. And, it's my hug is to all the people from Regina Beach. And, yeah, I love you guys and let's keep going strong.
Awesome. Okay, Jim, hug to Regina Beach. It is a great community out there for sure. And that lake goes on forever. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Ken in Saskatoon. Ken, thanks so much for calling in. You've got a hug for us today. What is it?
Well, tomorrow is the induction ceremony for the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
So I will put out a hug to all the inductees, but especially for the Fairhaven Bowl senior girls team, 98, 99, and 2000. They are the only team in competitive five-pin bowling, adult or YBC, the youth, ever to win three times in a row.
Wow.
Only one in the history of the game. And those ladies are just absolutely amazing. They're the best ever, and they deserve every accolade. It's been 25 years, and it was nice that they were nominated and accepted.
Yeah, I love it. The Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame inductions happening this weekend. And, Ken, thank you very much for the reminder and the shout-out. That's what Bugs and Hugs is all about. It gives you this opportunity. It gives you this platform. For many people, I'm guessing the Blue Jays are a big part of the highlight that's going on. Let's go to Jim in Saskatoon. Thanks for calling into Bugs and Hugs. Jim, what do you have for me?
Well, obviously a hug for the Blue Jays. And I hope everybody out there, I mean, there's tons of people, they're Minnesota fans or they're Mariner fans or they cheer for the Red Sox. I hope if you're Canadian and you're not cheering for the Dodgers that you're taking this for what it is, that this hasn't happened in 33 years.
Yeah.
And the chances of playing for a World Series are so few and far between that you need to embrace these next 2 days as a sports fan or a baseball fan, mm-hmm. because, I mean, there's teams as the Mariners who came in 77 have never been to the World Series. So this is a huge, huge opportunity for Canada to come together behind a team right now. I was fortunate to be down there, and me and my buddy Perry went down there the last week of September when they played the Red Sox, hoping that they were going to clinch that day. My nephew actually works in the clubhouse for the Blue Jays, and he was able to get his passes out onto the sideline for the batting practice, and we were able to get a meeting with George Springer. We got pictures, and we got flying baseballs.
Wow.
And I texted him this morning, and, you know, they are just, everything is just so pumped in Toronto for this to happen right now. So I hope everybody, like I said, it's been 33 years. You better enjoy it because it might not happen again for another 33 years.
It's, you know what? I couldn't have said it better myself, Jim. Thanks so much for calling in and being so succinct in your enthusiasm, your praise, your excitement about the Toronto Blue Jays, because there's so many people. You might not even be a baseball fan, and you are on the bandwagon saying this is bigger than just a ball game. This is about Canada. This is uniting us as a country. Don't forget, 2019, we went through this with the Toronto Raptors. How many people had Raptors fever when they won the NBA championship? And then, of course, we know the Jays, and I will always remember back in 92, 93, my mom's dad, so my grandpa Bates, was still alive at that time. He was a big ball fan, loved the Toronto Blue Jays. And I will never forget him saying, I never thought I'd live to see the day that the Jays would win the World Series. And, of course, in 93, it was bottom of the ninth.
Joe has had his moments. 2 balls and 2 strikes on him. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions. As Joe Carter hits a 3-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Touch them all. I can still picture that and hear that in my head. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. That was a big one, wasn't it? Well, let's hope. Let's hope tonight's the night for the Jays. Our informal, or maybe I should be saying very formal, pulse of the people today showed that the majority of people think the Jays not only are going to win, but they're going to win tonight.
7-3, Jays win tonight.
Jays in 7.
Yeah, Jays tonight.
LA Dodgers.
Jays for tonight.
The Jays tonight all the way.
Jays tonight. Blue Jays tonight.
Jays in 7.
Yeah, so it was 10% said the Dodgers. 30% said the Jays going to win, but win in 7. 60% said the Jays are going to win tonight. 1-877-332-8255. It is Bugs and Hugs. Now, I know we've got some great haunted houses in the province. This is people setting up an experience in their home or in their yard or in their garage for people to go through. And is it Teresa I've got on the phone here?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa from Elida, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what have you got a haunted house for people that are in that community?
We have an amazing haunted house. Shelley Cowan and all her volunteers put it on, and they have done for 25 years. She's raised thousands of dollars for our local recreational board in her efforts. She starts building this thing in September, very beginning of September, and she built the whole thing from scratch in our curling ice surface. And so she has to build the walls, everything. It's phenomenal what this woman can do.
Wow, that's good. And of course, I'm sure, like many small communities, there's a ton of volunteers that pitch in.
Not enough, unfortunately, but yes, there's quite a few.
Well,
you can always use more.
For sure. You know what time it opens up tonight, Teresa?
I'm a terrible person. I think it opens at, I want to say 5.
Okay, yeah.
And we also have an escape room.
Ooh.
And there's a monster mash on tonight, so it's a family dance. There's an open bar. There's treats. And yes, the ball game will be on.
Elida, Saskatchewan is the place to be tonight. Teresa, thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. It is Bugs and Hugs. We'll take a break. We got lots of time, oodles of time. Get your bugs, get your hugs into us. Either give us a call, shoot us a text here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
The Evan Brains Show. I don't know if that's spooky or goofy. Yeah. Well, you know, got to be creative. 1-877-332-8255. It is Bugs and Hugs. So we're asking people your prediction for the game. I got one here from Terry in Buffalo Pound. Says, Evan, maybe I'm slightly off topic, but I'm going to say Riders in two. Riders in two. I like it. I would love to see the Riders play the BC Lions. That would, to me, that's the choice. I think we want BC to beat Calgary. Number one, we haven't had great luck with the Stamps this year. And number two, even though we lost that last game to BC, I think what we showed ourselves is we can beat BC. We know we can get to Rourke. We know what we need to do. Even with not our starters playing in that game, we were there all the way. We had a couple of bad calls. A couple things didn't go our way, but it should give them confidence. So, Terry, I'm with you. Riders, they can do it in two games, West Final. And then Grey Cup. We'll see. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. I want to go back to the phone line. I'm going to grab a call from Melissa in Regina. Thanks for calling in, Melissa. What do you have for me on Bugs and Hugs?
I would like to give a little shout out to my parents' Halloween display in Regina.
Okay.
They're in the Northwest in Wellshakers, 202 Litzenberger Crescent. They've been doing a Halloween display for almost 15 years now. They build it all by hand. So I think they really deserve some credit. It's not store-bought animatronics or anything like that.
Yeah.
And they change the theme each year. So, like, the years past when they had, like, the Olympics were canceled in 2020, they did an Olympics theme with skeletons. They've done superheroes for kids. They've done, like, Freddie Mercury and Ben Queen. Like, they've done everything. This year they have done a magician/carnival theme. They also have the, I don't know what this is because I'm maybe a little bit younger than my parents, but the like 6-foot chicken eating man or man eating chicken or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
My dad is very proud of it. So
I was going to say that is carnival. That is carnival folklore right there.
Yeah. So they're keep leaving it open until Sunday just because with Halloween being on a Friday, they want people to come Saturday too.
That's so awesome.
Yeah,
Litzenberger,
drive by. It doesn't cost
Litzenberger
anything.
Crescent. Yeah. And I'm guessing they get a lot of vehicles driving by.
Yeah, all the time. They set it up Thanksgiving weekend and it runs the whole time and people just drive by. They walk through, they take pictures with, they have things you can take pictures with and
Yep. It's
just a great time. And then they usually get about 500 kids on Halloween that my mom's prepared for with chocolate bars and candy.
Boy.
And
I might show up.
Yeah. It's good for everyone. It's good for all families. And during the day, people can go if they don't like lights and sounds. It's great for them during the day.
Melissa, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much. So Litzenberger Crescent, if you're in Regina, add it to your must go to places. You will see Melissa's parents' house. It will stand out. Now, there are some great haunted houses and scream rooms, all of these different things set up throughout the communities. Ari, on the phone from Saskatoon, you experienced one last night.
I took my 12-year-old niece and 12-year-old granddaughter to the Face Your Fears on Neepy Crescent in Saskatoon, and all their money, the stuff goes to the children's, the St. Patterson Children's Hospital. These kids, I need a new jacket. My wife needs new pants. they pushed
That's me scary.
First. Yeah, they pushed me through first. And there were some moments where I didn't know if she was laughing too hard or got scared too hard, but there is no bathroom on site, just so you know. But it was like the whole way through, these girls screamed, and people outside were just having a great time with it. They do an amazing job. It's that right level of creepy around the corner, and sometimes it's just somebody who's quietly following you through.
Right.
And they do such a good job. I'm laughing my face off the whole way through. My granddaughter, who every time she gets scared, her leg is disengaged and she just falls.
So we're
picking her up and carrying her around a little bit. It was a ton of fun.
Oh, yeah. And raising money for a good cause. You said Patterson Children's Hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks, Ari. Appreciate you calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Les in Corning. A bug, a hug. What do you have, Les?
I got a bug, Evan.
Okay.
Carney goes to the U.S., comes back with higher tariffs. Goes to India, comes back, higher tariff, 30% on peas. Now goes to Asia and all these countries, comes back with nothing. Goes to China. Maybe makes a deal. Well, of course, that's windmills and solar panels. That's right up Brookfield's alley. Now, Bill Gates came out yesterday and said he had it all wrong about climate change, that a country shouldn't be implementing it this hard, this strong. But it's impoverishing people. It's putting people out of houses. People are dying faster. And the only people that are benefiting are the elites.
So why
is Carney jumping ahead and going forward with this industrial carbon?
Carbon pricing. I did see that article you're referencing, Les, about Bill Gates kind of coming out against climate change. In terms of the tariff thing, you're right. He didn't get a deal in his meeting with China. You had said he just came from India. I don't think he just came from India, but we did see yesterday India slapping 30% import duty on yellow peas from Canada, which is kind of another gut punch for the yellow pea market. Don't forget, we're dealing with 100% tariffs on Canadian peas since March as a result of the China-imposed tariffs. Now India is imposing tariffs. The reports are that there are farmer unions in India that are pressuring the government there to implement this duty. So that's the why this is happening. But, you know, again, a good relationship maybe could navigate away from this. Scott Moe, I know Premier Moe came out with some social media wording yesterday, late yesterday. A letter was written by Saskatchewan ministers involved in trade and agriculture to the Canadian government expressing that we need some action. This is an incredibly important market for our province. Don't forget, Saskatchewan farmers grow 1.53 million tons of peas. So that's 51% of all of Canada's production comes from one province, and it's ours. So this is big for us. This is close to $500 million in pea exports. So it's big for us. We need to get the Canadian government moving on any of these ag tariffs, whether it's the Chinese tariffs, now the India tariffs. So Les, I appreciate your call during Bugs and Hugs. Take a break. We'll come back. We're going to continue on with Bugs and Hugs till 11 o'clock this morning, right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Wallow, are you crying? I'm crying. There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. Clap along
if you feel. Doing a quick review of the text line. A lot of people bug that they actually can't buy tickets to the Toronto Blue Jays 50-50 jackpot. You have to be in Nova Scotia or Ontario to get in on what they're estimating to be a $7.5 million, the biggest in Major League Baseball 50-50 draw that will be happening. I think the draw actually happens Sunday, so it doesn't happen during the games. It happens on Sunday. You can go online to buy tickets if you're in Ontario or Nova Scotia. There are a lot of people getting a hold of friends, family, and whatever in other parts of Canada to try and get them involved. Okay, Bugs and Hugs continues, and we've had a number of people that have been, you know, sharing with us the haunted houses in their communities that are a must-see. Lots of the haunted houses are raising money for a good cause. In fact, you'll remember yesterday we had Riley Spicer on. They have the Spicer Scare House on Fairview Road in Regina. This one raising money for Bright Eyes Dog Rescue. And we have someone from our radio station that has some intimate knowledge of this. Our own Brett Horton popped into studio. Brett, how's it going?
Good, Evan. How are you?
So were you participating in this last night? Like, what is your involvement with the Scare House?
Well, I'm friends with the people who run the house, and you know how much I love horror. So they asked us a couple years ago to try it out, and we did it. We had a great time. So now that this is the last year at this location, they asked for any help. So my wife and I thought, okay, one more time, let's do it.
So you're volunteering.
That's right.
You're part of the experience.
I mean, I got some beer, so it wasn't free.
Oh. So what was the reaction? Because this has been running for a couple of nights. It runs again tonight. That's what was the reaction you were getting last night?
Oh, it was great. I mean, seeing people like literally in tears, they were so scared. Like it's overwhelming, honestly.
It seems kind of like sad to
me. No, it's good. They do such a great job with the space that they have, and it goes on forever. You think you're halfway through it. When I was doing the walkthrough at the start, I'm like, okay, I'm getting to the end. Nope, it just keeps going. They managed to wind you through.
Oh, outside, yeah. Backyard.
Yeah. So my wife and I were positioned in a really cool spot where they just let us do whatever we wanted to do. So we both came up with an idea. We were scarecrows. And we got a lot of really great scares out of people. So I think you're going to have a good time.
Sounds fun. It's Fairview Road. It's open tonight. And they raise money for Bright Eyes Dog Rescue.
That's right. Correct? I can't remember how much it costs, but it's not much. It's totally worth your time.
I think tonight, actually, it's donations. They don't have a set price. I think tonight you just show up and they would like, but they've given like 20 grand in the last couple of years.
Excellent. Yeah. And like I said, it's scary. They have different levels. Like if you're worried about the young kids, we can take it easy on them if they're really young. But then they also have a hard mode where if you want to get scared, we'll pull out all the
different
stops.
Modes.
That's
this
right.
Is impressive. Hey, before I let you go, I know you were just saying this morning, 10 o'clock, you were going to be on your phone trying to get Foo Fighter tickets. Did you?
I did. But when I logged on and I joined the waiting room, there was 1,000 people in front of me.
Oh, wow.
So I did get them, though.
Well, congrats. Thanks for popping by, Brett.
You bet.
Appreciate it. So, yeah, a lot of people probably in the last half hour on their phone diligently, maybe some still there trying to get their tickets to the Foo Fighters. That big concert announcement just came down this week as well. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs. Hugs. What have you got for me? Let's go to the phone line. Diana is on the phone from Saskatoon. Diana, thanks for calling in. Bug or hug today?
Hug.
What have you got?
Well, I'm a little late, but my partner was in St. Paul's Hospital in April on floor 6. And I want to thank the nurses and the doctors for the great care they gave him, as they were totally bewildered by what was wrong with him.
Mm.
So I'm a little late, unfortunately, but I just wanted to call and give that compliment to them.
Well, thank you so much. You're never too late to send out a hug. And whether it's the nursing and the doctor's staff on the 6th floor of St. Paul's or any of the healthcare workers in our province that do an incredible job. And, you know, it's not lost on me that when we talk about things like being excited for Halloween tonight or being excited because the Jays game is on tonight, there are a lot of people in this province, healthcare workers come to top of mind, that their night tonight is working. Their night tonight isn't getting together with friends, going out with their kids. That's part of the job for sure, but it's part of the reason why I hold a special place in my heart for healthcare workers in our province. So thank you, Diana, for giving us a call. 1-877-332-8255. If I look at the text line, I'll tell you, there's still lots of Halloween-themed hugs and bugs coming through here as well, and some Jay stuff as well. Okay, I like this one. Here's a bug. Jim in Prince Albert. It's short, and it's sweet, and it's concise. This is what Jim in PA says. Not everybody's drinking the Toronto Kool-Aid. Some of us legitimate baseball fans are cheering for the National League Dodgers, period. So if I go back to our informal Pulse of the People this morning, Jim finds himself in the 10% that are picking the Dodgers to win the World Series. 1-877-332-8255. I got Kevin from Saskatoon saying, a few years ago, my wife found a store clearing out freezies, like the frozen freezies. Thinking this would be a great Halloween treat, she cleaned the store out. Now, picture a lady buying 150 bags of freezies. Each bag had 10 freezies in it. The funniest thing would be when we would drop a bag of freezies in the kid's bag, and they would actually drop the bag from just the sheer weight of the freezies plunking into the bottom of the bag. Looking back, I'm not sure if it was a good or a bad idea. Kevin, thanks so much for sharing. That's kind of what we've been doing today, is sharing Halloween memories, especially those things that they stand out in your mind. They're distinct things that filled either our trick-or-treat bags when we were kids or what our kids got. Bugs and Hugs continues. Blue Jay ticket prices, is the bug way too high for playoff seats? Then Todd in Kenosi Lake goes on to say Blue Jays in six. Cheering, diehard, cheering for the Jays, bugged by the price of tickets. Bobby in Saskatoon, bugged by drivers who quickly change lanes and put their signal light on when they're already half into the new lane. Hear, hear. Can we give that one a clap? They're already changing lanes, and after they are already partially in the new lane, the signal light comes on. Bobby goes on to say the signal light is used to be as an indicator. That is to say, I intend to enter this lane. Just saying. Thanks, Bobby. 1-877-332-8255. You know, we were just talking about healthcare workers. I have a text here, Dale from Laird. Last year, I had my last radiation treatment for cancer. 15 days later, my wife suffered a massive stroke from which she was never supposed to walk again. Sending a hug out to the ladies at Royal University Hospital that gave me my 28 treatments of radiation. A bigger hug out to the ladies and gentlemen at City Hospital who continue to give my wife therapy as she's already walking around the house with a cane. Dale says, I watched her walk 20 feet without a cane. So a great hug to those folks. Dale, not only am I happy to pass along your hug, but I'm happy to hear about the improved health for both you and your wife. 1-877-332-8255. A few people wanting me to remind listeners, don't forget about the UNICEF boxes that we all used to diligently carry, right? You can picture the pennies rattling around in that UNICEF box that we used to go around carrying at Halloween. Deanna from Rock Glen said, I loved that part of Halloween. Heath in Battleford, a positive day in Canada, Halloween, the excitement of the Jays. And then the court goes and makes a ruling like this to ruin it all. So he's talking about the Supreme Court of Canada, and this is a bug for a few people on the text line. Supreme Court of Canada says the one-year mandatory minimum jail sentence for accessing or possessing child pornography is unconstitutional. So that's a lot of people, me included, feel like this is another swipe at what is already a challenged justice system that is in need of reform. This isn't sending us in the right direction. Let's take our last break. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock. Line, of course, still open for you at 1-877-332-8255. You got a bug, you've got a hug. Give us a call, shoot us a text, and share it with us here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to Bugs and Hugs. It's been a full morning this morning with great calls, great memories. You know, we've talked everything from Jays to Halloween to politics, driving behavior. You know, we've a little bit of everything on the show here today. 1-877-332-8255. Let's grab the call here from Lonnie and Warman. What's bugging you today, Lonnie?
I am bugged by your previous texter, Jim. He's cheering for the Dodgers, which is fine, but he called himself a legitimate baseball fan, and that's why he's cheering for the Dodgers. I've been a lifetime baseball fan, cheered for the Jays my whole life. I've watched over 100 games this year. Go, Jays, go.
Jim got to you, Lonnie, and I like it. I appreciate you calling in to even the score there a little bit. 1-877-332-8255. David in Saskatoon wanting to send out a hug. What is it today, David?
Yes, I've got a big hug for Halloween. We have a gentleman, 802 Heritage Crescent here in Saskatoon. He spends most of the entire month of October putting together the big show for tonight. And most people around here know about it. He's on Facebook. Does it all for one night, and there's all kinds of... It's just an amazing display outside of audio and visual and smoke and skeletons. And don't know his name, but he does it all for one night, and he does it all by himself.
Wow. I love it.
And we love him.
I love it. Thanks for sharing. I'm actually going out tonight with my grandkids in Saskatoon, so I will... Maybe we'll have to add that as a stop, at least a drive-by, get out, take a look at the display there. Grandpa will probably get more out of it than the kids. Kids are, well, they're 4 and 1, so they might think it's cool as well. 1-877-332-8255. I got a text from Cole saying, you know, everyone's talking about the big home run from Joe Carter in 93. Let's not forget this.
With a tying run at third and two down in the bottom of the 11th, 4-3 Blue Jays. John Smoltz, the bench runner at third. Kimball. Nixon bunts. Kimball on it. Throws to first. For the first time in history, the World Championship banner will fly north of the border. The Toronto Blue Jays are baseball's best in 1992.
Yeah, remember that, 92? How exciting was that? The bunt, of course, happens. And it just sent, I mean, it sent obviously the world into a frenzy, because there were a lot of people, I'm sure, that are diehard American ball fans that didn't love the fact that World Series trophy is going to be coming north of the border. But that was a big one. Cole, thanks so much for sharing that with us here today as well. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Lots of texts coming in. Here, Dan, I can't even read all of Dan's text because he's swearing in it. My bug is the blank Americans that have been scooping the Stanley Cup for the last 32 years. I think they're pretty proud of themselves that they're beating us at our own game. So I am cheering for the Jays extra hard, because it's going to be so sweet to see Canada beat the Americans at their favorite pastime. Shoe is on the other foot. Let the American belly aching begin. Dan, with a little editing, I got your text on the air. Thanks so much for sharing. Alan here in Melfort says, you know, I'm bugged by the media blowing up Vladimir Guerrero to extreme heights when there are so many other members around the team contributing just as much in many other ways. Alan, I agree. I mean, that's what Jamie and I was saying this morning on the show to kick off the program. The reason the Jays are having the success they are is they are getting a full team effort. We talked this morning with one caller about the importance of that home run by Springer in the Seattle series. Think about Davis Schneider, that first pitch, first swing home run that set the tone, shook Snell as the pitcher for the Dodgers for pretty much the rest of the game, changed the way he was pitching that game. I mean, there's been a lot of heroes, Barger, Clement. I mean, there's so many of them that I agree with you, Alan. I mean, Vladdy's a good leader. Can't take it away from him. We need him. We need him getting the team hyped up. But you're savage. Yeah, there's been some good ones. Okay, appreciate everyone playing along with Bugs and Hugs. As always, we sadly don't get to every single one that came in, but we will try and get a few more on throughout the rest of the show. But we are going to take a break and come back to It's Eatin' Time. Our friend Belton Johnson will be joining us next right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.